She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Top of the list today is the news media, folks. You know, there is a law on elections where equal time should be given to all candidates. Equal time. The news media does not follow it at all. You know, and they're biased. You see that on television and wherever. They're all biased. They should be middle of the road. And that's why, you know, what happens in Hawaii, you have to blame one is the people, the voters. But most of all, the news media that guided those voters is wrong. Well, look at Hilo, the people of Hilo. You got to take your hat off to them. Way back, they did not like the mayor that they had, and they voted for Bernard Acana. Bernard Acana had no campaign funds, nothing. He stood on a corner with a handmade sign, Bernard Acana for mayor. He turned out to be the best mayor Hilo ever had. Did Honolulu wake up? No. Did Honolulu follow their example? No. Well, if we don't do something soon, it's not going to be good. What politician has ever brought money into the state of Hawaii? Which one, folks? Give me a call and let me know. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Tires on your car should be all the same brand, same type. So many people buy one tire. That is very dangerous. In a panic situation, whether you have to turn or stop, one tire is going to grab better than the other. And it's going to spin that car around or flip it over. All tires should be the same. Okay? It's like shoes. You wouldn't go bowling with golf, one shoe, a golf shoe, and the other one a bowling shoe. Or go golfing with two bowling shoes. You have to have the right thing for the right purpose. Okay? And talking about the tires, if you have a front-wheel drive car, and majority of you have, the power is on the front wheel, you have to have category called touring. All tire companies have that category called touring. You know, like going touring on a vacation, touring. Touring is made especially for front wheel drive. Now, if you cannot find touring, then use a speed rated tire. Either one. Either a speed rated or a touring brand tire. Not brand, type tire. Okay? That's the proper way. on Mazda MPVs, they have a chronic problem of hydraulic lifter noise. I recommend using the Royal Purple HPS 5W20. It calls for 5W30, but use the 5W20 HPS. And you can get that oil at Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay? The lighter the oil, the better the protection. That's why if you look at all your later model cars, look at what they are recommending. They're recommending the 5W20. On some models, they're recommending 020. Okay? Because it's a better protecting oil. But always use the HPS. HPS stands for High Performance Street. It has a lot of metal protector in it, anti-friction, and the oil life is good for at least 15,000 miles. The oil doesn't get dirty. Okay, and use the Royal Purple oil filter. You need to check the age of your tire and the pressure. The pressure should be what is recommended on the sidewall of that tire. Okay? The age of the tire is also labeled on the side of the tire. It's got four numbers in an oval-shaped mark. The first two numbers is the week. The second two numbers is the year the tire was made. Tires are good for 5 to 6 years, and that's it. Whether it was sitting on the shelf, not being used, or on your car, 5-6 years is the limit. A lot of people are speeding more and more today and tailgating more and more today because they feel they have that device on the car called ABS, Automatic Braking System. But you can't count on that because a lot of the ABS don't work. So be careful. Slow down and give yourself some room. For you ladies, this is coming up more and more chronic. Listen up. For you ladies that go to the gas station to fill gas and leave your purse in a car, be very careful because people are pulling in and opening the passenger door and grabbing your purse and taking off out of the station. Okay? So be careful, ladies. Lock the doors, but don't lock your keys in the car when you lock the doors. Take your key out and lock the doors. Then go and fill gas. Okay, this problem is coming up all over the country and will start to trickle into Hawaii. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We're seeing a lot more CV shafts that have to be replaced. CV shaft is the front axle of your car. There's a seal, a rubber seal there in the back of the wheel. If that seal breaks, the grease for the bearings will all fly out and the bearings become dry and snap the shaft, axle shaft off the car, causing the car to lose control and if anything, flip over. So be very careful and have your CV shaft checked regularly. Okay? If you don't have the time to take it down, then get a flashlight, bend down the front wheels, folks, front wheels, not the back, and shine a flashlight to the back side of the tires. If you see grease being splattered, the CV shaft boot is broken. Okay? If you have questions, give me a call, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? So, hope you all go out and vote. It's getting more and more important for people to vote. Because Hawaii has the worst voter turnout. The worst. So, anyway, the electronic rust proofing device that we recommend, you can get it from Harvey Maeda in Kauai. Harvey has this electronic rust proofing device, and Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has that fantastic motor oil and that fantastic ethanol. Okay? For those of you on the other islands that would like to get this fantastic electronic rust proofing device, you can give my son Todd a call. Todd's number is 847-5554. 847-5554. That electronic rust proofing device is fantastic, folks. I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't test it. I tested it, and it is the best. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Who do we have on the line?
We have Lana from IAL.
Hi, Lana.
Hi. They call you home as you girl. So, anyway, you know that you were mentioning one time about, I noticed, you know, everybody's tail light is so dull. I mean, I don't know how the light can shine over that, the tail light, the headlights.
That's all part of safety check.
Yeah, but I guess they're getting away with it.
No, that's why I keep telling you folks,
get rid of safety check
because it's not being done right.
I know. I agree with you, but anyway.
Why are you going to pay money to have the car checked and they don't do anything?
Yeah. Well,
come see me and give me all the money then.
Well, I patronize you.
I know, but that's an example.
People
paying the money and not getting anything.
And then nobody makes noise. And I really appreciate, I agree with you about the media. And, I think a lot of the reporters, they cannot, their hands are tied. They just get the story.
No, Lana, let me tell you what happened in Kaka'ako. And this is recent. I went to one of those public hearings in Kaka'ako about the high-rises coming up in Kaka'ako.
Right.
And Channel 2 News was there, and Channel 4 News was there. Okay? It was a public hearing. I signed up to speak, and the head guy for HCDA, saw my name. He did not want to have me speaking.
Really?
He was forced because I was the only guy there going to say something. So,
I got up and
started telling people about how the high rises in Kaka'ako is all breaking the law. And the news media never even made an attempt to cover what was wrong.
Isn't that sad? Because, that place is all water, Can you imagine all that high rise?
Lana, I know because I was one of the first board of directors for HCDA, and we did soil testing throughout the whole area of Kaka'ako. Because HCDA is the one that gives the permit, not the city and county.
Isn't it terrible?
Well, people let it happen.
People do. I don't know what's going on because they still vote for the same. Nobody takes interest. Well, I kind of don't blame them. I was in that position at one time. But at that time, the Democrats was really good, but not anymore. I'm voting for everybody except anybody who get one D. I forget it, unless it's a special one.
You know what the D stands for?
Dumb, whatever.
You got it.
So I know the other words in my vocabulary, but I don't use it, so I cannot think of it right now. But, you know, I call because, you know, that product you mentioned about a month ago, I think that mothers, what? You know, for that head, you said going to come shiny again?
For the headlight lenses.
Yeah. So what is that? Mothers, what?
Oh, boy, Luana.
Yes.
You got to write it down.
I have my pen in my hand. I'm ready.
But make sure you don't lose the paper.
Oh, I won't. Eh, I got coming to see you pretty soon.
It's called Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish.
Aluminum. What?
Mag Wheel Polish.
Wait. Mag Wheel.
Yes.
Wheel. Where can I find it?
Any parts store has it.
Oh, really?
Napa, O'Reilly, any place.
Okay, but is there only one type? You know, sometimes they have so
many. No.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I need to tell you something, but I get always... Anyway, I got to call you because I don't know if I can talk to you all on the air about your insurance, car insurance, what you got. Do you know a good agent?
Right now... I don't have a good agent that will give you good service. They're all same.
Yeah, mine all retired. So
all the good ones retired.
Because mine one is so expensive.
Yeah.
Well, I get good coverage, but I don't know. I'm not too keen about it. I had it so long that, you know, So.
Sorry.
Can I ask you who you like or... I remember you changed a lot.
Yeah, because they don't give me the service. I change.
Oh.
I'm not like local people. Stay with them for 50 years.
Oh, sound like that.
No.
Okay. Okay, I got to do my own research then.
Yeah, until I find somebody good, I cannot say anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. No, I just want a cheaper, you know, I mean, if I can get a better deal.
That's what I mean. I haven't found anything good. So if I did find, I would announce it.
That's okay. True. You usually get guys over too, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I remember way back used to have guests.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, Lana. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great here. I'm happy I got my my absentee ballot in the mail, which I tell people to do because then you can sit down and relax, you know, look up the people, research a little bit. Because, you know, a lot of those names, you never hear about them. Like you said on the news, they don't.
What happened? Hey, Bob, where'd he go? Bob, What happened?
He's not there.
Oh, they cut him off, huh?
Bob, call us back again.
See? He was touching on a touchy subject, so they cut his line. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, is he back on? Is Bach back on?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
All right. I'm
Don't talk about that subject because they're going to cut you off.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm sitting on the other side of the room now. I got to work this out. Can't get Roland Bob cut off. One minute a week and my phone doesn't work. It's strange. Now, Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, voting. That's right. Yeah, vote early because you can get the absentee ballot, George, which, you know, as I was saying, you can sit down, relax. You can, you know, look up the people because you're right. You never see all of the people.
That's right.
That are running.
That's right.
And this Hawaiian homeland, I mean, the like OHA is the most confusing one of all. Because you don't hear anything. You just see some signs here and there. Oh, vote for me for OHA. I'm like,
who are you?
Yeah, who are you? What are you doing? And then I started thinking maybe I could run for OHA.
Mm-hmm.
For like, what, 1 year? What do they get paid a year?
I don't know.
It's a lot.
Mm.
But anyway, okay, so my life tip for today when you were talking about tires is, and I know people argue because they say that's not the cheapest way to do it, is I always buy 4 tires.
That's right. That's smart.
And every time I have an oil change, I get the tires rotated. So the tires all wear out at the same time. Now, see, the problem is, like you say, with most people, times are tight, they don't have money, so they're like, well, I'll just buy one tire because I see the tire on sale. But you're right, if you wreck your car, you're not saving any money.
That's right. But and most of all, Bob, if you get into an accident and it was the, and they can prove it was the cause of your tire, you're going to be sued.
Right, yeah. You're exactly right, because people don't, everybody thinks you have no fault and there's no lawsuits anymore, but that's not true.
Mm-mm.
The insurance companies sue, you know,
yep,
on your behalf, and you don't know what's going on. Because, as a matter of fact, remember, and I'll end after this, I just got my deductible from when my Kia got totaled last year.
Did you just get your what?
Oh, yeah, all right. So, remember, I was at a light. A lady runs into me from the back, right? Is it my fault? Right? I have $500 deductible.
Yeah.
Okay, so I told my insurance company, asked me, do you want us to sue on your behalf for your deductible when they sue the other? Basically, they sue the other insurance company saying, you owe us the money that we paid for Bob because Bob wasn't Bob's fault. I get my settlement. The other day, I get this thing in the mail that I almost tore up. It said, oh, 21st Century Insurance Automobile Settlement. I'm like, what? You know how you see those things? You think it's junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
I open it up. It's a check for $500. For my deductible that the insurance company sued on my behalf. I
only now?
Huh?
They only paid you now?
Yep. It took 1 year. I completely forgot about it.
Unbelievable.
So like you said, these insurance companies, I don't know. You know, it's all automated and they got fewer people. Like you said, the old days, you went and you met a guy, he was your insurance agent. When you had a problem, you talked to him. Those days are gone. But anyway, I know I'm way long. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. What Bob is saying is true, folks. When it's time for you to pay your policy, the insurance is right on your back. When it's time for you to have them come up with their end and cover you, it's a year later. They drag it out. That's not right. But things happen, and you, the people of Hawaii, don't say anything. Don't do anything. It'll continue. I cannot be the only one rocking the boat. Everybody has to pitch in. The safety check thing is a scam, folks. They don't check your car. You're paying money for nothing. Just for the sticker? $20? You gotta be joking. What a scam. So if it's not been done right, why are they doing it? Something is up their sleeve. You, the people of Hawaii, gotta make noise. So.
Wait, even the older cars, they don't check anything?
Nothing. We just had one in a Toyota Tercel. He just got his safety sticker. He came in for an oil change. And Todd put it up and looked underneath and he said, nope, he's not touching the car because he doesn't want to be liable. The whole floorboard was hanging on strings. The seats and the floor and everything was going to fall out. It was all rusted. The entire bottom of that car was rusted to pieces. The front CV shaft all broken, ready to fall off. It passed safety check. So Todd just went on a little more and checked the brakes. No brake pads. So that guy paid for a safety check that wasn't done right. So if he had gotten into an accident, the lawyers are going to jump in. And yes, they're going to go after the safety check guy, but he has only peanuts. But the back big deep pockets is the state. They're going to sue the life out of the state. And yeah, you the taxpayers don't say nothing.
Well, I just got a safety check and I didn't check anything. But then somebody said, oh, maybe your car's still new, like only 2 years old or almost 2 years old. But anybody out there got a safety check with an older car? I want to know if they checked anything.
Mm-hmm. Turn on your lights, backup lights, wipers, on. Okay, you pass.
Well, so they still just do that.
Well, you see, if, excuse me, if the station wants to do everything like is listed on the list for checking on safety check, they cannot in any way charge only $20, folks. It's going to be $200 for them to check everything. Now, if the safety check was to jump up to $200, would you then say something? Sure. Because you'd be screaming. $200 for a safety check. But it's going to come. It's either get rid of it or let them charge you $200 to check the car. And still, if it's not done right, who's going to get hurt? You're going to get hurt. Your children, your family is going to get injured. Okay. Who's next on the phone?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, man, how you been? You know, I got an old car, you know, 93. And I just got safety check about maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't that elaborate, you know, but I passed them because, you know, the lights and the brakes and all that. But I was in Pennsylvania, and they put your car on the rack no matter what. Take half hour, 45 minutes, they check everything. And then, LA too. So we got it kind of made over here for, you was right, it's about 100-something bucks.
Yep.
Okay, check Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And in LA, you got to get the smoke check and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And can't even own the, I mean, get the title if you know more than small check.
Yep.
So that's why over here it's not that bad. But, you know, what don't make sense is, you know, if you just buy a brand new car, you got to go get safety check.
Yeah.
1 year later. That's crazy. But anyway, the rich guys who are buying new cars, they can afford it.
Wow. Hey,
so, you know that race between DeJu and Sakai, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The two guys for Congress, yeah? It's going to be real close. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, all these guys work real hard. Like, you know, even your mechanic and all these guys are really bust ass, and then they got to take home their real measly paycheck after all the taxes taken off, because Congress has been, you know, just levying taxes like crazy all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, DeJu has never increased the tax increase in his life. He's never voted for one.
Yeah, but, he's a good man.
But Takai, he's voted for all the tax increases that we got, including the GE tax and all that kind of stuff. He's a tax raiser, and already our state taxes is high. When he go to Congress, our federal tax will be high. So kiss your paycheck goodbye if you elect Mark Takai, man.
That's right.
Right on, George. Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. What he just said is true, folks. It's your choice. Okay? I've never known that man, DeJu, and I've known him a long time. I've never known him to not try to take care of the people of Hawaii. But the other guy, he lies. Go call Pearl Harbor Transmission. He'll tell you. He had a bad experience with that guy, Mark Takai. Okay, who's next?
We have Tim calling from Arizona.
Hi, Kim.
Tim.
Hi.
Hi, Tim.
I got a wild one for you.
Okay.
I have a friend of mine in Hawaii, and he gave me your number, and that's why I'm calling. He says, call this guy. He's real smart. Okay, I've got a motorhome with a 454 normally aspirated Chevy engine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the push rod that runs the fuel pump off the cam has seized.
Has what?
It's froze in the block. It won't operate the fuel pump.
Oh, no. You're not using good motor oil, man.
Oh, no. Great. Yeah, no, no. Mobile One, et cetera, et cetera. I let it sit too long through a humid period.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Ever since Obama became president,
yeah,
he had all motor oil companies remove metal protector.
Okay.
On the back of the oil bottle, there's an SAE seal.
Yeah.
The last two letters, SL, is the old-fashioned motor oils.
Okay.
Those have metal protector. The new ones, ever since Obama became president, and who made him a mechanic? He said the motors don't need metal protector. So he had that taken out. So if you look at your motor oil, the SAE seal in the back of the bottle, it has SN. SN, Sugar Nancy. No metal protector. The only oil that has metal protector right now is the Royal Purple HPS, High Performance Street.
Okay.
And you change to that oil, you will feel the difference. I guarantee you.
Okay.
But as far as that shaft, boy, you're in big trouble.
How do I get it unfroze?
Well, I think the damage is already done. So I would recommend going to an electric fuel pump.
Well, it's already got electric one in there. That's what's operating it now.
Okay. Then don't bother with that.
And I'm looking on the back, and I was using Mobile One, and I bought this stuff 10 years ago. I buy it by the case.
Oh, then it has metal protector.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to do that.
Well,
what weight oil did you buy?
1550, because I was running in the summer.
Oh, no.
Is that synthetic, though? Mobile One is all synthetic.
No, they have regular and synthetic. Did you buy synthetic?
Yeah, extended one. Mobile Gold Cap, One extended performance.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people, mechanics included, think that the heavier oil is for hot temperatures. The heavier oil is for heavy-duty use. Heavier oil is for everything, right? Well, the new technology for the last 15, 20 years.
Wait. I got to back up with you. This is a 1982 motorhome with a 1981 engine in it.
Doesn't matter. The new technology on motor oils is the thinner, the better.
Okay.
Back in the old days when I was racing, we used 50-weight motor oil.
Yeah, well, that was me.
That was wrong.
An old fart.
Okay, yeah. So now, All my friends tell me 20 years ago, they told me 20 years ago, no. You use zero weight for racing. So I said, what? Yeah, the lighter the oil, the better the protection.
Okay, well, I was doing that to keep the oil pressure up.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But when I changed over, the zero weight had higher oil pressure than a heavy weight.
I'll be damned. Okay. And I was running, and I also added a quart of Boris with it besides.
Well, try using the raw purple HPS 5W20.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
And use the raw purple oil filter and get a magnet and stick it on the filter.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the magnet trick. I got an outside magnet on it. Yeah. Pick up the metal parts.
Yeah, and also stick a magnet on your fuel filter or the fuel line.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and you'll be okay.
But what I'm asking you now is how do I get that shaft unfroze?
Well, the motor got to come apart, and you got to send it to a machine shop to pull it out of there.
Well, I am a machine shop, so.
Oh, okay. You got to pound it out.
Drive it out from the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's not hurting anything, just leave it be.
Well, yeah, it isn't. What I've done now is put electric fuel pump in.
What brand?
Whatever I got at Napa.
It better not be Carter.
No, it isn't. No, the Carters don't work.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Yeah, no. No, it's a vane fuel pump.
Okay.
And I'm running that through the recirculating system. The only thing I need is a fuel pump which sucks. Because I get down to about half a tank and it wants to vapor lock.
Hmm. Okay. Where you at? You have E85, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. On the alcohol gas, yeah.
Yeah. Your vehicle is a gasoline vehicle, right?
Right.
Okay. I would recommend highly put 2 gallons of E85 per 5 gallons of gas.
Okay.
And you watch your gas mileage go skyrocketing.
Okay.
Do it. Give me a call next week. Let me know how you like it.
Okay. Well, I'm not running it right now, so it'll be a little while.
Okay. But all of your cars put in 1 to 2 gallons per 5 gallons of E85.
Sure.
You'll love it.
Higher alcohol content.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thanks. Anyway, hey, it's good talking with you.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you.
All right. See ya.
See you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's real fine, my 409, my
409. If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I just went to Crestec to buy my engine oil, the HPS.
Mm-hmm.
2004 Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the 5W30.
Okay.
But you're talking about, I don't know anything about these numbers. I can't remember high or low, light or heavy. But you told the guy to get a lightweight. So did I get the right oil?
The 5W30 is good, but the 5W20, the thinner, the better, is better.
That's what I thought, so... So I'll just go. I hope I can just exchange.
Yeah, they'll exchange it.
5W20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they did call your shop for me, but they just said the regular 5W30. But
no.
Okay, 5W20.
Yeah, the new trick to everything now is the thinner, the better.
And thinner means a lighter.
Yeah, lighter weight oil.
Yeah. Less number.
Smaller number.
I gotta remember that. Okay, and there was another question I had, but I cannot remember. Oh, when you are at the stoplight, did you say to, as you're trying to stop, use the brake or use the number, the gear down or whatever you call it?
No, if you're just going down on a regular street, just step on the brake.
Oh, before you're going to stop at the stoplight,
yeah,
like that.
Just use the brakes.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong then. I've been using my gear.
It's okay, but, you know, it's extra work that you don't have to be doing.
Oh, I see. Okay. And how can I tell if my brakes is getting... junkie.
There's a little sensor on the pads that will squeal. Most people can't hear it because most people are hard of hearing and they have the windows up. So sometimes you're going to drive with the windows down, AC off, so you can hear the car.
Oh, so when you use the brakes, there's going to be a squeal?
No. When you're just going without using the brakes, it's squealing.
Like there's a friction.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, without using the brake.
And then when you step on the brake, the squeal goes away.
I see. Okay.
But you should have it checked every 6 months when you have the car serviced.
Okay. Well, I hope that the next governor, you can convince them not to have this safety check.
Well, I'm working on that because the safety check money that you pay and everybody else pay does not go to the state. The state pays tax dollars to hire all of the administrative people, totaling from Kauai to Big Island, $1.3 million a year.
And didn't you say, though, that all these computers was donated by PRP or something?
Yeah. Yeah. The machines and everything was donated by the rail company. Because they want your cars off the road. But anyway, 40 states don't have safety check. How come we one of them that have to have it? Not too smart.
I hope you're voting for the Maui people, if they're listening, they should be voting yes for this Maui ban for GMO labeling. It's not about farmers not having jobs.
No, it's about the GMO.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're spending $10,000 on commercial or something.
Yep. It's all no good.
Just figure it out. The more money they spend, that means...
Well, you see, that's why I like Duke, because Duke and I talked a long time. And Duke Iona listened to the facts. And, you know, that man is really has his heart for the people. Although a lot of people, they talk bad because he's not a Democrat. But, you know, Democrat, Republican, snake, donkey, whatever. If the person is good, that's who you got to vote for.
Well, we should not have a party system.
Yeah, same thing. You know, the Democrats been there how long? And look at how all the economic, the economy is down. It's not coming up. Now, Duke and I have a plan to bring this economy back up. And one of them is ethanol, which will create over 1,000 new jobs per island. That's a minimum of over 1,000 jobs per island.
So he agreed to that?
Oh, yeah. Because jobs mean more tax people paying. And, you know, the thing about the homeless people, none of these politicians have a clue on how to help the homeless people. The way to help them is get jobs. Mm-hmm. They're homeless because they have no jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I told Duke. And he said, yeah, you're right. If you don't have a job, you're going to be homeless. It's very simple. And this ethanol project will help get them off the streets. And he wants to send the ones that were sent here from other states back to the other states and charge them for it.
That's what he's been saying on his debates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Send them back. Why they send them here?
That's right.
So that makes sense, you know? That man, a lot of common sense.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, so all I can do is tell you folks, it's all up to you. If you don't vote, then I don't know. Then that means you don't care about Hawaii. Hawaii is a very special place. You need to vote. Okay? So anyway, who's next?
We have Adam from Mililani.
Hey, Adam.
George, okay, I got a problem with one of these big companies over here. I took my car five years ago to have the strut change. And then after that, yeah, it was okay. But after that, hey, how come when I back up the car, I turn it one way, it's going the other way. When I go on the freeway, it's going to the left. I told the boss there, hey, this is not right. We'll try the car out. And he said, nothing wrong. Okay, I took the car there about 2 times. Then we changed the strut. Something was wrong. And then after that, he tried the car. He said, nothing wrong with the alignment. I know the alignment is off. You don't want to fix it. Now what, George?
Well, number one, you went the wrong place.
I know, wrong place.
Okay. And a lot of people do this. A lot of people make that mistake. You have to research where you're going to go. It's like heart surgery. You gotta be careful. When it involves safety, you got to be careful. Struts, brakes, steering, you got to be real careful because you only have one chance.
Because my cousin, husband, told me that, oh, take care over there. You know, he met, yeah, he raised car too, Jimmy.
No. Bring it in to my son, Todd, and let him look at it, and he'll tell you what's wrong with it. He don't have to road test it.
Because I want this guy to fix it, right?
Yeah. Well, take it to Todd.
Yeah.
And let him test it, check it for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Aloha. Okay. So, well, lots and lots of people do that. You know, go to the wrong place. And a lot of people think about prices. But you got to remember, if it's not done right, you're going to pay again. So it becomes more expensive to do it twice than once. Okay? So break
we'll,
time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again. And, yes, Autotech Service Center is excellent, folks. Excellent, excellent. If they weren't that good, or better than excellent, they wouldn't be on the radio show. They're good people. They do good work. Okay, who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. I was just wondering if you wanted to comment on the airbag recall. Is it only the passenger side or is it also the driver's side?
Very, very good question. And, you know, I'm really surprised nobody's calling about the airbags. You know, the airbags, I got to let you know I'm against it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because number one is common sense. If airbags was safe, every race car in the world would be required to have airbags.
Right.
None have.
Right.
Okay? And what the news media, again, the news media, I'm really pounding on them. The news media does not release the whole story about airbags. A lot of people have died from airbags because they had the head turned in the wrong direction and airbag pop and snapped their necks. So, it's not safe. Children in the front seat get slammed by airbags, they die.
So, now the dealer's been saying it's only the passenger side that's affected, not the driver's side, but that doesn't make sense to me.
No, the both sides. Okay? A lot of accidents happen too when you're driving down the road, the airbag pops on its own, and then you crash. But then they blame the crash for popping the airbag. But no, the airbag caused the crash.
Correct. Now they're saying the recall is only for the passenger side, though.
I would just disconnect it.
Okay. But it won't pass safety check if you just disconnect, right?
They don't know. And they don't check it.
Okay.
It's for your safety.
It doesn't come on the dashboard?
It comes out of the dashboard. It doesn't come on the dashboard, say, your safety, your airbag is disconnected.
Okay. All right.
I would disable it because it's not safe.
Right.
Not at all.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Bye.
All right. So.
But I think a light comes on to say that the airbag is off.
Yeah, if the sensor is off or something, yeah. But either way, if the light comes on, that's all right. Just leave it on, but disconnect it. Pull a fuse, do anything. That is not safe.
Okay, I don't know. You had Steve from Kailua, but I don't know what happened to him.
Well, he's probably had a political question and they cut him off. You know, this place is all political. But a lot of the things that happen, folks, the news people don't put it on. They don't put on what really is happening. Like on the rail, they're building the rail in the middle of Kamehameha Highway. Okay? The top goes over the highway and they're not closing the highway down. If something falls, and you know the workers are going to drop something, and it falls on you, it can kill you. And then they're going to close the highway down. They always think backwards. They know the danger, but they don't do anything until people die. Then they say, oh, we got to put a crosswalk over there. Unbelievable. You know? So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It really gets me going. And seatbelts, you all know I'm against seatbelts only because it's unconstitutional. It's against your constitutional right. The government cannot make laws to force you to do things that is not endangering anybody but yourself. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay? It's up to you. Whether you want to be safe or not, it's your choice. It's just like the helmet law. They try to force it on people, and they mess it up. So, anyway. The dog leash law, that's all messed up. Because the dog leash law doesn't say that the owner or somebody has to hold the leash. It's just that the dog got to be on the leash. Well, Chuck from Chuck's Corvette, he puts his dog on the leash and lets his dog go. He's legal. So, anyway, I don't know how we got all this involved with this politics, but anyway, please support Tukayona. Okay? I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. Good questions, and I'm glad about that airbag question. It's good. And please, folks, vote. Protect Hawaii. And take care of each other. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.